What's going on, you silly sallies? It's Kevin Goatee here, gutting the sacred cow. Kevin Israel, Alex Hooper joining me. Here's what I watch. I just got started on this at the request of many friends. I'm only about two episodes in of The Offer on Paramount Plus, the story of how The Godfather got made. It is, as advertised, pretty goddamn solid. I thoroughly enjoy whoever played Robert Evans, I'm lazy, I didn't Google, is a master impersonator. He kills Robert Evans' impression, the owner of Paramount Studios. It's great. Two episodes in, and I'm more than hooked. I'm inclined to give it at least an 8.5 thus far. Kevin Israel, what have you watched?
I watched May December with Natalie Portman and Julianne Moore, and it wasn't for me. I'm not saying it was a bad movie, but it wasn't for me. It's a very awkward, uncomfortable movie about a woman who decides she's going to make a movie about another woman who had sex with a 13-year-old boy and later married him when she got out of prison.
What?
And the actress goes and stays.
Turn.
Yeah. 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 And the actress played by Natalie Portman goes and stays with the woman, Julianne Moore, and her now husband, who was the 13-year-old, and they now have a couple of kids. And there's all these just like weird, awkward dynamics. Julianne Moore has this weird affectation of a lisp speech impediment thing. The movie's very awkward and uncomfortable, but I think it's supposed to be. So if you like that, you might like this movie. It also has a very abrupt kind of ending that doesn't feel like an ending. But I guess they did a good job, but it just wasn't I didn't enjoy it, but I can't say it was a bad movie. It just wasn't for me.
1 out of 10.
I would give it. I'd give it a 5 of 10. Five, just because it wasn't meant for me, but it probably wasn't terrible.
I'm not kidding. Is this another Netflix film?
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, this is they're like nominated for shit.
Really? Okay. All right. It escaped my radar, but that doesn't matter. Yeah. This has been a weak ass.
They both are. Both Natalie Portman and. Yeah.
This has been a very weak slate the last half of this year for film. So nothing's really sticking to me. How about you, Alex Hooper? What have you watched?
I watched Leave the World Behind, which is currently on Netflix with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke and Mahershala Ali. It was okay. Here's the problem. I read the book, and the book was so I went in there going like remembering little bits about the book, and I was like, okay, here we go. The movie gave all of these reasons why these things were happening, where the book just left it completely vague. The book, you're like, why are we at the end of the world? I want to know. Like I kind of want to know, but this weird stuff is happening, but there's no explanation. And I was okay with it. And then the movie tried to give all these reasons of why, and it was entertaining enough, but because I'd read the book, I was severely disappointed in parts of the movie, but still a couple of fun scenes. And if you haven't read the book, I think you'll probably enjoy it.
1 to 10.
I'll give it a five.
Five. All right. That's going to wrap up for What Did We Watch, everybody. Thanks, kids, so much. We'll see you later. Aloha.